Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. A Friday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. It's Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, and Jason Duda, who has been obnoxiously loud since he walked in the room today. How are you, dude?
Well, I'm fine. What do you mean obnoxious?
Listen to
Max
you.
And I were talking about the hockey game the other night. Brad Marchand, idiot.
I could have landed a 747 quieter.
Well, maybe you needed to. We just got talking about the game. I was just on that second goal. You can't do that on the second goal. You go change when your guy is going into. With 15 seconds left, he gets a puck and scores. It's just lazy. It's selfish. It's embarrassing.
Take us exactly through what happened.
We're talking
about Game 7, the Stanley Cup Finals.
Game 7, Stanley Cup Finals. Boston outplayed St. Louis terribly in the first 17 minutes of that first period. I think they were out shooting them 13-2.
The two went in.
No, they were shooting them out 13-2, and then their last two went in. But they scored the one goal, make it 1-0. That's all right. You can bounce back from that, even though it's a little late in the period. But they're going in. St. Louis is going in the offensive zone. The guy stops. Pietrangelo, defenseman, is coming in. Marchand is right beside him. And instead of staying with his guy, because there's 15 seconds left in the period, so you're going to have to work for another 15 seconds, he goes and changes, leaves Pietrangelo all by himself. Puck comes to him, he scores, it's 2-0. Talk about a momentum swing at that time to go up 2-0 when you were getting outplayed, should have
Please
been down.
Please don't mention the word momentum.
Binnington made some great saves.
I didn't even hear it.
It literally changed that whole game with that second goal. And so, obviously, with Max being a Boston fan, we were talking about it.
Were you digging at Max a little bit, or were you
No,
just,
I was digging
legit...
at Marchand, because that's... For a guy that's supposed to be as good as he is, gets paid for what he's doing in the seventh game of a Stanley Cup final, you do not do that. That's just lazy.
That made you mad.
It's lazy. It is. It does make me mad as a player and as a former coach in hockey. That guy would have just got, ugly.
Would you
ugly.
Calm
and
down?
After the first, would have been ugly.
All right. Are we settled in now?
I've got an update on something. Since I know we have a lot to talk about today.
Yes, we do. And your updates are so tired.
So... This is weird. This is something I found out today.
Does this involve a cat?
So
Jason
remember
or...
a couple months ago when I submitted that article to ProWrestlingTorch.com? I wrote a Kofi Kingston article and I emailed the article to the editor
yes,
of that
we
website. And then I continued to follow up and follow up and follow
As you
up.
Do.
And never heard anything back. He ended up blocking me on Twitter. I don't know what's going on. Found out today the article was published 2 months ago.
It was published two
yes.
months ago.
He put it on his website by Jeffrey Lutz, special to whatever the
now,
byline
what's,
was.
Now, what's why wouldn't he just tell you that?
I have no idea. It was the strangest thing I've ever. He published it and didn't tell me, and it just nothing. Strange, right?
That doesn't seem right, does
doesn't
it?
That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, don't you let somebody know if you're going to publish it?
You
guys are in the business. I don't know, but I would think if you said an article.
How did you find out he published?
I Googled myself. So it's not obviously a habit that I'm into. It's 2 months ago that he published it.
I think the less I know.
Everybody Googles themselves.
Yeah, but I think the less I know at this point, the better off we both are.
But there's a website.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to make an agreement. Starting today... None of us talk about our personal lives.
Why? There's a website where you can go see everything a journalist has written.
You don't
ever.
Want to hear? Wait a minute. You don't want to hear about my personal life?
I know this is only going to last 10 minutes, so it will be fine.
It's a 10 instead of the 10-day rule.
It's a
10-minute
rule.
But I thought that was a bizarre turn of events.
So were you upset about that?
I was like, how come you just didn't say something? Because I, how many times can you follow up with somebody and they just say, oh, yeah, we
published. But he blocked you on Twitter.
Yes. And I don't even know if I've tweeted at him. Maybe once. But just trying to find out what the deal is.
And what? And this was Pro Wrestling Torch?
Yeah, PW Torch. Been around since the late 80s. This is a reputable newsletter.
Oh, of course it is.
It is.
Until you came along.
Maybe that's why
you
didn't
literally torched the torch.
Well, I've been published on it now. Let's add it to the resume.
Again, I think less personal.
But isn't that weird?
Yes. But pretty much everything about what you do is...
But how about that? I can count that now as a success.
Do you agree? I agree 100%. I really do.
I can count that as a success now. I got an article published without ever knowing, really.
What is the person... I say we're not going to talk about our personalities, but
we'll
what
continue
is the
on
personality
it.
Trait that Jeff exhibits?
Oh.
Drive.
Where do you go with that?
Drive.
Drive.
That's
I give him
positive.
That.
Positive.
Yep, I'll give him that.
I'll give him drive.
Annoyance?
When does drive become obsession? When does obsession become compulsive? When
it's
does
not
compulsive
obsession
become
or
insanity?
Compulsive. It's the negative part of my personality is the lack of probably impulse control a lot of times, instant gratification, and need for resolution now. I'd have no patience sometimes.
Well, there you go.
There you go. If you want the negative aspects of my personality, there they are.
And on that note, where do we go with that?
I don't know where. What does that
talk
lead
about
into?
Dudes.
What does that lead into?
How much weight? How much weight have you lost?
I'm down 16 pounds.
Nice.
What are you doing?
Just watching what I'm eating, not eating as much. Trying to exercise a little bit more. I'm not doing a ton of things different, but just trying to lose it. Not
so what are you
quick.
Doing for exercise? What
a
are
lot
you...
of walking. Trying
around
to do a lot of walking, neighborhood,
you...
and that sort of thing, and just
been nice
and then,
lately.
But the biggest thing is the food. I don't eat after dinner. Only drink water in the evenings. Watch what I eat in the mornings during the day, and just kind of watch. I'm really not depriving myself. Just proportioning a little bit better and watching what I'm doing. That's really all I'm doing. And well, this has been going on for about 3 to 4 months now. So
we know from your appearance a couple of weeks ago you haven't cut out alcohol, so
what?
At least not in the daytime.
Well, no, I've had a few today, but we don't need to get into that. It's a personal thing that we're not talking about, right?
We don't want to go there.
Exactly.
We don't do personal lives on this show.
On the show today at 4:25, new Wichita State Director of Baseball Operations and Assistant Athletic Director Lauren Hibbs appears on the show.
Amazing hire.
That was one that surprised many.
Yeah, I mean, I'd thought of it, but I figured he had roots elsewhere that he probably wouldn't be coming back to Wichita. But
one of
yeah.
my favorite guys, Lauren Hibbs. At 4:45, we'll talk to Troy Houtman. He's the director of Wichita Parks and Recreation. They're making a presentation next week in Denver for Wichita's status as an all-American city. And one of the three civic components they're talking about is League 42.
Oh, very nice.
Which I'm extremely happy about.
I guess.
Yeah. You. Yeah.
Who do they
make
their pitch to?
I don't know. The All-American Cities
Committee. Okay. We'll figure that out.
What?
Well, is that in Poughkeepsie? What? I mean, well, I don't know.
It's in Denver. I just said that.
He didn't say it was in Denver.
I missed that.
The get-together next week in Denver, at which all these cities leaders will convene and make their presentations. And Wichita is on the list.
There you go.
Of potential all-American cities. And neat. Good.
What else is going on with League 42? Got anything else coming up? Any big events, anything?
Got a big showcase Saturday tomorrow.
Oh.
From early morning till evening. Why don't you stop by?
You know, I thought
Why
I saw something.
And
no, I apologize for cutting you off, but I saw something. Is there something out at Crestview or something? I saw at League 42.
We got a golf tournament Sunday.
Sunday.
A benefit golf tournament organized by Brett Wasson, David Jabara, and Chris Squires that's going to raise some money for League 42.
But that's not the League 42 golf tournament.
No, that's not the League 42 golf tournament. That's something that these guys...
That's Sunday at Crestview, correct?
...have organized, yes.
Yeah.
Sunday at Crestview.
I'm playing in it.
Are you really?
I am.
I didn't figure you had that kind of dough.
I was invited.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Your sponsor's exemption?
I guess so.
Well, congratulations. I'll see you out
well,
there.
Well, that's why I was curious about it. So I thought maybe I'll get to see Bob on Sunday, too.
Outstanding. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. At 5:40 today, Mark Jolliffe, the new principal at West High School, formerly Jeff's boss at Wilbur Middle School, our guest for five questions.
Yeah, and a two-time city four-ball champ, so he'll be able to talk a little U.S. Open. We can cover a lot of bases with Mr. J, as we call him in the business.
Let's check on the U.S. Open. And Duda, you're looking pretty good so far with McIlroy at 3-under, Justin Rose leading the tournament at 7-under. Anybody else doing any
good? Xander Schauffele, 5-under.
Everybody's doing well for dudes.
No, I don't know about everybody. Leishman's doing well at 2-under. And Jeff's, a couple of Jeff's picks that we laughed at, specifically Graham McDowell and Jim Furyk, are both 2-under.
Thank you.
It's true.
Do you have any apologies you want to make?
Absolutely not. Not at all. It's only Friday.
Phil just missed a birdie putt, though. We need him to maybe get back in a little bit of a mix.
I've got Ricky Fowler, who's playing well. I've got Adam Scott, who seems to always play well in majors. Who else? How's Charles Howell III doing?
About as well as
I picked
Charles.
Him based
is he
on,
still the, did, well, did they let
the,
him play
I
today?
Gave you the graphic. He was even.
Oh, he's even. He's even after two rounds.
Your boy well, Lowry's plus four. I'm really the only guy who hasn't had anyone blow up yet. Finau is not doing well.
No, I should have left Finau
Tommy
on
Fleetwood
the bench.
Even. Some of the others that we picked, Kisner plus one. My guy Justin Thomas plus one. Jason Day plus one. Phil Mickelson plus one. Plus one looks to be the projected cut. So some
Kuchar.
Of the guys we picked that won't make the cut, Jeff, Patrick Cantlay, not going to make the cut, it doesn't
Poor
appear.
Guy. I like him.
Sorry about that.
Second round pick, not going to make
well,
the
when you have
cut.
Somebody like Jim
Tony Finau, not going to make the cut. Just not happening for the kid. Man. Shane Lowry, no, unless he plays well today, will not probably make the cut. Those are the guys that we picked that look like they're not going to be in the mix to make the cut of the U.S. Open. I like the way the course is playing. I'm a fan of the U.S. Open. Every year, even when there's four over wins it, I don't mind that.
No, neither do I.
This course is playing fair.
Well, it's playing fair.
You can score out here.
It's been a little cooler. It's been damp. They've had some, so it's the greens aren't as quick as they probably normally are. But it's still, it's obviously going to be a really good turnout. I mean, the play has been fantastic. Guys can still make some birdies out there. They're making some eagles. Kuchar eagled 18 today. For you, by the way, to get
what?
To minus three.
Brooks Koepka right there.
Minus two, hit the ball
minus
good
two,
today.
Minus two.
Hit 15 out of 18 fairways. Minus two, couldn't roll in any putts today.
Tiger can't get anything going.
Well, he went bogey to finish up.
It's a fun conversation you guys are having.
You know, we like golf.
That's, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Are we going to talk the
we
NBA
like golf.
Finals?
Yes, we are. We like golf, and... I'm a big fan of the U.S. Open and all the majors.
Well, keep going.
And
I just
so
have
I.
nothing to offer.
This
I feel like I'm just stuck in between.
Currently going on. The NBA Finals ended last night. Toronto.
Do you think people know what happened in the NBA Finals?
Yeah, I think they do, but I've got some opinions that you haven't heard elsewhere.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Let's hear one.
Yep.
All right, so why is no one talking about Klay the way they talked about KD? I get that... Thompson's injury wasn't long term like Durant's, but he had an injury.
Long term.
No, he had a hamstring. I'm talking about his previous injury, and he comes back from that probably too soon. If anything, here's what I think. I think the fact that Thompson was injured and then re-injured, kind of the same part of his body like Durant.
Wait a minute,
I think
the hamstring and the knee
is close.
Opposite legs, weren't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, what are
anyway,
you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I think that takes heat off the Warriors for the Durant thing because some guys' bodies are just ready to break down.
But you're
you can't
saying
control
that the hams and you're not sure that it's even the same.
Do we
leg.
Know for sure?
I don't think it was the same leg.
I would know for sure if I'm going to have a take. That
I don't know, but that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with it. I'm just saying some guys' bodies are ready to break down. You can't prevent it. Durant was going to get injured regardless. Thompson was going to be injured probably
somehow.
No, Klay
Thompson got injured because a guy hammered him on a drive.
I know, and it was an awkward landing.
And he landed badly.
It was an awkward landing, but that's not necessarily always
a... That's not a re-injury.
ACL injury all the time either. The guy was probably breaking down.
No wonder no one's had this take.
They've played 500 games over the last 5 years. They're ready to break down. It's just going to happen. Law of averages.
That's your take.
Yeah. That's my take. You haven't heard it anywhere else, have
That's
you?
Why we got off of golf, to hear that.
But it makes sense. How does Dr. Earl call and let him know?
What? How does that make sense? I'm lost.
I am too.
Their bodies were just ready. It was going to happen one way or another.
Then why isn't it ready to happen to Lowry? Because
he hasn't played in 5 straight finals.
But he's played Thompson in Toronto for like 10 years.
What about Curry, Draymond?
Yeah, what's wrong with Curry? Exactly.
Curry's been injured a bunch of times. Thompson and Durant are the guys that have been durable throughout this entire run, hardly ever missing games.
Well, Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson especially.
Klay Thompson got hammered. It wasn't intentional.
Right,
by
but
Danny
his hamstring
Green.
And now his knee. You don't always, just because you land badly, don't always tear your ACL.
But often you do.
I get it. But I think
what's your other take that nobody's that had? Pretty, I can't even hardly.
Here's my take on Fred VanVleet.
I
think it sucks that he was just a bench guy because I hope his contributions to this team aren't lost to time. He wasn't a starter. He didn't win Finals MVP.
Let me tell you something. This is another not very good take.
No, I'm just hoping
in
that.
Toronto and in Jurassic Park and with all the fans in Canada. Fred VanVleet is an icon now. Am I right?
They love him.
In Toronto,
Mr. Canada.
Yes.
But are we
going to
look back and on this finals and not say, well, they got Kawhi for that 1 year and it paid off?
Well, yeah, they're going to say that.
I want VanVleet to be more than just a guy coming off the bench. Well,
don't worry about it.
But for a guy coming off the bench, he plays a lot of minutes.
Right.
But you can't.
We get that.
You can't start everybody you want to.
I get all that. I'm just saying now we understand that. But I want in 20 years for people to be saying, yeah, but they wouldn't have won that series without Fred VanVleet. That's all I want.
But this is how, maybe it's a wrong take on it when it comes to basketball, but I don't look at the 5 starters. When I watch a game, I want to know who the guys are on the court in the last minute. And he's always out there.
He's always there. He's always making a key play, whether it's a pass or a shot.
He had 3 threes in the fourth quarter last night.
He had 12 points in the fourth quarter when Toronto won the game by 1 point. There's no question.
Yeah, he made the biggest shot.
He cemented his legacy.
I know.
In Raptors history. Do you understand that?
Yes, in the moment, and we all get that now.
He's never going to be forgotten.
I hope that's the case. But when you go back, someone's going to look at a box score. Oh, they've had this VanVleet kid that scored 22 or whatever. I want him to be an element of this forever.
He will be.
I hope.
What? Speak to that.
If you're going to talk about Toronto and who they won, and you're going to name the 4 guys that you're going to remember, here's the 4 guys and not this order, but quite possibly.
Lowry, Siakam, Leonard, VanVleet.
Exactly.
Right?
You just did it.
VanVleet VanVleet will be remembered more than Lowry or Siakam. He was the second best player for Toronto in the series.
No, Siakam probably was.
No,
I don't know.
He didn't do what VanVleet did. He didn't guard Curry.
He was running
was
around that court
incredible.
He was following Curry around. The guy had to run 20 miles a night.
Yeah, he was amazing.
So that's why I say he was number 2.
Okay.
And he got an MVP vote. That kept Kawhi Leonard from being the unanimous MVP.
And he very well could have been.
And whoever voted that was brilliant. Okay?
Right. And Kawhi didn't have a Kawhi type of game. He wasn't all that noticeable last night.
Well,
he had a good game.
He had a good game.
But VanVleet and Lowry and Siakam
Lowry's start to the game was great. They had 4 guys with 20 or more points. I mean, VanVleet's not going to be forgotten.
No.
Ever. I hope.
Not bad. Well,
he just doesn't have the immediate. Well, he wasn't a starter.
If he's forgotten,
he didn't win MVP.
If he's forgotten, it'll be down here in years. It will not be forgotten in Toronto or across Canada. I can almost guarantee you that.
He will be an icon in Toronto for the rest of his life. Am I wrong about that?
Probably not. No. No.
They've never won a championship. Who knows when they'll win another one. He was a key part of it. Now, Kawhi Leonard will always be remembered.
Of course remembered, he will. There's no
but
question.
But Kawhi Leonard's about to break the hearts of Toronto.
If he leaves, come on.
But
have a clue,
so
Kawhi.
So they'll think fondly back on Kawhi Leonard, and they'll embrace him and thank you for help. But Fred's the one that's going to be there. Kyle Lowry's the one that has been there.
Exactly.
Those are the guys.
Van Vliet.
Let me finish.
He's a free agent
let
in 2 years.
Let me finish.
Next
for
year,
once.
I think, actually.
Van Vliet's the guy that's going to be the shocker that's remembered. Van Vliet wins over the hearts of those who cheer for the team he plays for because of his story, because of his background, because of what he's overcome. Fred Van Vliet is Mr. Toronto.
Well, and
how do you like that, Duda?
I kind of like that. I do like that. You know, the fact that as well as he played, and then the fact that, you know, when you talk about Canada, you talk about being tough because of hockey, the guy gets cut under the eye, loses a tooth, he's back out playing. People back home, they respect that stuff, man. I'll tell you what, Fred is good. He could probably stay in Canada as long as he wants.
He could have a parade in three cities. Toronto, which he's going to have a parade. Wichita, which they should be working on a parade, just for Fred and Adrian Griffin, by the way, who is an assistant coach for the Raptors, the right-hand man of Nick Nurse, Wichita East High School. We should have Fred and Adrian back for a parade. And then Fred's going to get all kinds of love in his hometown
out
of Rockford, Illinois.
And they should, and Wichita State should retire his jersey yesterday.
Don't be that guy. Just say they should retire his jersey. They haven't even had a chance.
I get that, but you know what I'm saying. It should happen this season.
You should just say they should retire his jersey. When you say something like that, you make it seem like they're
I make it seem
negligent.
Like there is an immediacy and an urgency to it. Which
so
there
what are
is.
They going to do? Call a meeting?
No, they're going to
do it at a game next year.
Right, next
That's
year.
That's not immediately.
That is as immediate as it can be. Is next season, and that's when it needs to happen.
I don't know, immediately
you know
to
I
mean, me.
You know what I'm saying.
I want to take a break.
ASAP, does that help you out a little bit? Do I need to break it down?
I want to take a break. We'll come back and talk to Lauren Hibbs. He's the new Director of Operations, Assistant Athletic Director for the baseball program at Wichita State. Former Shocker from the city of Wellington. Back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.